Sunday, February 8th, fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first reading from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 7 through 10. Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall be quickly healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. The second reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Haydock Commentary. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. We must not think that this made the virtue of St. Paul less commendable. It is natural to every man to fear persecutions and torments. We admire the apostle who, amidst these fears, was always ready to expose himself, was always fighting, and always victorious. So says St. John Chrysostom. During the stay I made with you at Corinth, I saw myself daily exposed to injuries, affronts, and persecutions. I had then the opportunity of practicing the lessons which our expiring Redeemer delivered to us from the wood on which he died, and the daily contradictions I met with obliged me to think of other things than fine discourses and elegant harangues. So says Theophylactus. The gifts of the Holy Ghost bestowed on those that believed, and the miracles which God wrought by his apostles, were the means God made use of to convert the world, which were of much greater force than human eloquence. Had he employed the subtleties, the reasonings, and eloquence of men, some might perhaps be induced to believe that they had been seduced by artifice. But none can reasonably say so. Their faith is founded on the force and evidence of truth, and upon the virtue and power of the Holy Ghost, who has bestowed upon them both the light of knowledge and the fire of love. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Haydock Commentary. Christ addresses his apostles, styling them the salt of the earth, meant to preserve men from the corruption of sin and to make them relish the truths of salvation. He tells them not to suffer their faith or their charity to slacken, in which all their power consists, lest they come to be rejected by God and despised by men. It is not the property of salt to restore what is already corrupted, but to preserve from corruption. Therefore, the virtue of the merits of Christ delivers us from the corruption of sin, but the care and labor of the apostles preserves us from again returning to it. So says St. John Chrysostom. The light of the world, city on a mountain, and candle upon a candlestick signify the Catholic Church, so built upon Christ the mountain that it must be visible and cannot be hidden or unknown. Therefore, the Church being a candle not under a bushel, but shining to all in the house, that is, the world, what shall I say more than that all are blind who shut their eyes against the candle which is set on the candlestick? So says St. Augustine.